Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tanning bed. Riptide. Uber. Holy sex.
Yes, we go!
Oh, Danny boy.
Hello, Joe.
The pipes are calling.
From Glen to Glen.
Glen to Glen?
Glen to Glen.
Who's that? Who's Glen?
Who's Glen?
Who's Glen? And why is he the only person hanging out with...
Across the mountains. I don't know.
Something.
Isn't a Glen like a cliff?
Sure.
I don't know what a Glen is. I know it's a geographical feature.
I hope it's just a dude.
Just a dude.
It's like two dudes, Glen to Glen.
I've misunderstood that song the whole time. I was picturing like a natural landscape, and it's just from Glen to Glen. There used to be a lot of Glens in Ireland.
Done.
And just from village to village, that's how they spread the name of Danny.
Who's your Glen? Here he is. There's always a mighty Glen in every single village. Episode 93 of Is We Dumb. Before we get into the show today, we just want to make an announcement about the Wet Hot Bad Magic Summer Camp. Now, there's a ton of merch available right now.
Oh, great.
At badmagicmerch.com. I'm not even going to attempt to list it.
Okay.
Because it feels like there's 1,400 or 1,500 different items. So if you are going to the Bad Magic Summer Camp, head over to the website right now. There's a ton of merch to pick up so you don't look goofy when you get there.
I love, my favorite is the backpack.
I love the backpack.
Yeah, very, very fun backpack.
It is. It has such a good summer vibe to it. I'm excited to see all the merch.
I'm so excited for summer too. Mm-hmm. Sunny days, sunshine.
I'm excited for that first sunburn. Because being ultra white, I always get torched at least one time, and then after that, I'm okay.
Okay.
There's always that first time I'm gonna get fried.
I didn't used to care about sunburns, and now I am one of those people. Lindsay finally got me into just like every time I go out, just like okay, slather on so much, and spray all over my face, and then it's like this special point of pride at the end of the day, especially if somebody else gets sunburned.
Are you red?
I'm not. I'm good. Look at that. I'm great.
I'm a good boy.
I feel great. I'm a good boy.
Look, and you push on your skin a little bit. See?
See? Danny good boy.
Danny good boy. I did it again. I love
you. Oh, Danny good boy
puts on the sunscreen
lotion. He takes his time before he goes outside.
Ocean. There you go. Okay, and then also on top of the merch announcement, I want to make sure you guys know general admission tickets are still available as of right now if you want to come out and hang out with us.
Yes.
It can be a fucking blast. It's a lake party with like 700 people.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Like, it's going to be fucking crazy.
It's going to be so fun.
And then you do comedy jokes. So as we record this episode, we're coming off a week off. So I don't know exactly where you're going to be. Do you know where you're going to be?
I know just the last couple dates for the spring are Salt Lake City, Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, that's how many shows you doing in Salt Lake?
8. And I think we're going to cap it at 8. Now the 8th show is almost sold out. And we're like, should we add a 9th show? It's like, I want it to be fun. 2 shows a day seems plenty.
Sure. That seems,
but yeah. So I think we'll stay there. I think we'll stay at 8.
We joked around about a residency in Salt Lake City at one point. And then since we made that joke, there's been like 6 more shows added. So...
I'm just going to get, I'm going to live in the Mormon temple and get a little theater across the street.
Special underwear.
And I'm just going to stay there. Just going to it'd be like Vegas. That'd be so weird just to try and pull that in like a non-Vegas-y city. Just like have like it's Danny Cummins.
Back again.
Thursday through Saturday through 2025.
Right.
like there's nothing else like that around that.
Handing out those like funny ass drinks that are way too tall. Okay. I'm like, oh, that's all you have at the comedy club?
Oh,
this
my
weird
God.
Shit.
Market it as if I'm like, I have like a white shirt, you know, like really starched with the tie and then like the slacks. And I have like the elder Cummins.
And a book. That's not the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, but it looks like the Book
of
Mormon.
Looks like it is.
Like, just walk that line, and then just like, just the biggest bait and switch. Where just like people like coming in from the local area and just like leaving, just mouth agape, like, what just happened?
Why?
Why?
Who did the, what kind of prank is this shit? So you got that coming up?
Yeah, Milwaukee, Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
Davenport, Iowa. Right after 38 special, right before Boyz II Men. That's never gonna be not funny to me.
Yeah.
And then and then the last one is Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago. Oh God. Speaking of like those kind of I don't know, I was talking to Kyler about Kyler said this unannounced. He felt bad after he said it. He didn't mean it in a bad way, and he wasn't wrong, but it was just funny the way he worded it. And I think it came out of that gig being by 38 Special, like some bands who are no longer at their peaks. But he referred to me as a, he's like, he was talking, somebody was asking him in front of me about like, well, do your friends recognize you? And he's like, yeah, sometimes. He goes, and then he just said, he goes, it's weird having a dad who's a mid-level celebrity, which is kind of a compliment and kind of an insult.
Sure.
Where it's like, not that I even think of myself as a celebrity, but it was weird hearing the phrase, like mid-level doesn't sound good. Like, no, like
what did he do to get there?
It's a weird qualifier.
Like Casey Anthony to me would be like a mid-level celebrity,
right?
Like she shouldn't be one,
right?
But she is.
Yeah
Accidentally.
Yeah. If you edit that to any other job description, like, what does your dad do? Yeah, he's like a mid-level accountant.
He's a mid-level director,
right? Exactly.
Like down in Hollywood. Oh, so he's not making it.
He's a mid-level police officer. He's a mid, like anything, entertainment chef? Or otherwise. He's a mid-level chef,
right? Like, where's the mid-level chef work? Wendy's.
I don't know
where that is.
So that's the two. And then I'm especially just on my screen. It just, you know, I keep seeing it. I'm very excited. I randomly stumbled into today's One Star Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find anything. Raleigh Durham, had a great time in Raleigh Durham, by the way, recording this right after that. Show's so fun. So fun. But I couldn't find anything like good in the places I went to in that area to get like One Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Bounced around. Somehow I ended up on Holy Sex, A Catholic Guide to Toe Curling, Mind Blowing, Infallible Loving. I was looking up sex guides before, and somehow sex guides, and then these religious sex guides.
Why are you looking at
that? I was like, that's funny. like I was like, people, the One Stars in a sex guide, like basically like, you lied to me,
uh-huh.
Or it was way harder than you made it seem, like that kind of thing.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, exactly. And then somehow these, I was like, oh, that's an interesting combination. Like somebody who wants to be godly, but also wants to learn how to do some new things in the bedroom with their partner.
Uh-huh.
And then the One Stars.
Jack of all trades.
Oh.
You got to be ready for whatever comes your way.
These are glorious One Stars. People like, I mean, this is a pretty, I get the feeling it's a very well read, very tame book, but not tame enough for some real sex-hating people who, I don't even know why the fuck they would even look into this book.
Holy sex! Just sounds like something who's reading.
Holy sex.
Someone who is reading that book,
mm-hmm.
would say that.
Right.
Holy sex.
Oh, gosh dang, that felt great.
Oh, my heck. Oh, my God, is this holy sex?
Oh, my heck, that's a wonderful tingle.
Right. Never felt that one before. All right, well, I'm looking forward to getting into that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the. I'm just going to go into the starting question, and
okay.
Then we'll move on from there. Pretty standard OG show.
All right,
for us today.
Okay,
are you ready?
I'm ready,
Logan. Do it.
The very super most important starting question.
This one is not dirty.
Oh, all right. Not yet.
Not yet. Would you rather have to sleep in a tanning bed for a month straight?
Okay.
And I'm going to have to assume the tanning bed's not on, because that would be terrible. So sleep in a tanning bed for a month straight, or be woken up every morning at 3 a.m. for a month straight and forced to watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
Every morning for a month straight. I think the tanning bed is on. I think you are fucking
dude.
Leather. You're leather by the end of that month.
Well, then that changes everything.
You have to put on so much sunscreen, because you can put it on before you go to bed.
I guess you could wear a snowsuit.
The little tiny goggles you have to hold in your eyes to keep the ultraviolet lights from...
Just praying for dear God you don't open your eyes and make a little blink when you're sleeping.
I think about Kingpin, the lady with the fucking leathery. No. Something About Mary.
Oh yes, what's the dog's name?
I can't remember their little dog.
But
that lady when she's topless and it's like the funniest. But her skin is so leathery.
Yeah,
she's been tanning for so long. You're going to look like that by the end of the month,
dude.
Just like thick ass leather skin.
I don't think you could do it. Like, first of all, I don't think you could
get
be
so burnt.
Well, you only have to sleep.
You just fucking sweat your ass off.
So either don't sleep and stay awake. I mean, maybe a couple hours of sleep a night, four, and get out of there. But four, so wait, dude, how long is a tanning bed appointment?
20 minutes?
20 minutes? There's no way.
You'd have to have so much power. Okay, you basically have to have every half an hour to an hour, you'd have to get up, drink so much water, and then you'd have to reapply
skin.
So much fucking sunscreen, like sunblock, the most powerful sunblock. Like the stuff that the lifeguards put on their nose.
Yeah, they just never rub it in.
You'd have to have that a layer of that across your whole body every single night. And it's been forever. It's been over 20 years since I've been in a tanning bed. But I just remember getting off after 20 minutes in so much fucking sweat. Because you're just being cooked. You're like a little rotisserie chicken in there.
And that weird smell.
Yeah.
Such a weird smell after a tanning bed.
It is such a weird smell.
It's your skin burning. It's cancer.
All night. For a month.
The chance of cancer, that's what you're smelling.
God.
Like, smells like I could get cancer.
I would love to see. Now I just wish that I could force a friend to do that. I just want to see the before picture.
See what happens.
And the after.
And this has nothing.
After a month.
This actually has nothing to do with tanning beds whatsoever. Yeah. But we did this. It was in college, but I think we did it back in high school too.
Okay.
But you can take duct tape and you can put it on your body. And you can spell words. Then you go out for a day in the sun.
Oh,
and at the end you rip it off. And so one of our buddies, we got hammer drunk, and we were actually going to Paul Bunyan Days, which is in St. Mary's up here in North Idaho. We're out in the sun all day on the boats, and we just put duct tape, fuck boy, along his back, and he was so drunk. He's like, "Yeah, cool," and like it worked great. It was amazing. Yeah. However, he had fuck boy. On his back for so long.
Oh, I bet for probably like a month or
dude,
two.
Dude, it doesn't go away.
Doesn't blend.
No. Like, it's just not going to be like, oh, it's funny for that day. It's fuckboy on his back for so long.
Right.
And we just didn't think about that.
Oh my God. I just picture him like, yeah, he just can't take his shirt off around his family for 6 months.
He's in our fraternity. So every time he's like walking to the showers to take a shower.
Fuckboy.
It just says fuckboy on his back. And it was so good.
Ah, that is so good.
So funny. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do in the summer.
God.
Go ahead and put some duct tape and spell some words out on your body.
That is a good.
Because it does work.
I keep picturing the person who has to spend a whole month in a tanning bed just because it would fuck their sleep up. It would fuck their nutrition up. It would make them. Remember that old Nick Nolte? Nick Nolte mugshot?
You just have to sleep in a tanning bed.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be in
day.
It relentlessly. But so like, you can still. I think you can eat well.
Well, you can eat well, but you're not going to sleep well, and you're just going to get crazy after a month.
Dude,
and
yeah.
Do you remember that old Nick Nolte mugshot with his fucking hair all crazy? Oh, my God.
I feel like I do.
Let me just, for our YouTube, let me pull this up. It was like the most famous mugshot. It's like, oh, yeah. It's just iconic. It's right there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He just looks like he has been sleeping under a fucking pier for a month or two. Just rolled out like you're down at the Santa Monica Pier, and all of a sudden, fucking Nick Nolte rolls out, like, buddy, how long you been down there? He's like, well, what day is it?
What month is it?
3 months.
Right. 3 months. Bye.
Just fucking brushing crabs and barnacles off his body.
Sand.
So much sand. But just like, I just picture you'd be so out of your fucking mind. Like, just because sleep deprivation is not good, and you'd be so hot and miserable, and you'd be so fucking tan, no matter how much shit you put on yourself. And if you fuck up at all, you are burnt to a crisp.
You are a mummy.
You're a mummy. And then you got to go back in
You're
there.
A sun mummy.
You're a sun mummy.
But can you wear, I mentioned this like right out the gate, but could you wear like a snowsuit?
Oh, but then you worry about dying. Then you have to have like a camel bag. You have to have an intravenous. Okay.
You have to have
snow
a fan.
Suit,
have
fan.
AC.
IV. You have to have a fucking IV kit running fluids into your body all night long or you die.
You could do it. So it's doable. Is what I'm hearing from
God,
you.
That'd be such a setup.
Like a ski mask with those little fucking sun goggles on.
But then you'd be so hot you couldn't sleep.
Put up
be
in miserable. A snow suit.
Oh my
You're not
God.
Sleeping anyway. You might as well not.
Ah, what a fucking nightmare.
I don't know.
Even if it were off.
Yeah.
Could you sleep on glass for a month?
I know, that's the sad part. So imagine it doesn't have to be on, and you just lay there. It's still pretty shitty. You don't get a pillow.
No, you don't get
a pillow. You get a glass floor.
I feel like I'm pretty good at like, I've been trying to like sleep just on my back more recently. It's like better for you. And I was surprised. It was easier than I thought it was going to be to fall asleep that way.
Tanning bed? That's
just
not
a solid.
Dude, that'd be terrible.
I think I could do it for a month. I get so tired It would suck.
It'd be awful.
It would suck. I'd be taking a lot of Advil that month because my neck would have kinks in it and everything. But I think I could do it for a month.
But then the other side of it is you get to sleep. I'm not sure how long Mrs. Doubtfire is.
I don't know.
But woken up comedy, every morning.
No more than 2 hours, probably.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. And you have to watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello! Hello!
Yeah. So
the drive-by fruiting.
Is it good? It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I would hate it.
I'd fucking hate it after a week. I don't want to see it that many times.
At 3 a.m.
And yeah, not in the best state of mind.
What a weird thing to have nightmares about. Like, you're just like, okay, go to bed. Go to bed, Danny. Just close your eyes. It's like 9 p.m. You're like, it doesn't happen till 3. Oh, he's not going to come get you till 3. And you're trying to rest, and you know Mrs. Doubtfire is coming at 3 a.m.
What a weird PTSD you'd have later, too.
I know, it's so weird.
After that, like a year later.
Hello!
Anyway, Robin, like, hey, did you see that Robin outside the window? Oh, shit! Sprint out of the house? No!
Oh, man.
Not that bad, but I think...
I guess you could go to bed really early.
I think I'm going to watch... I'm going to have to watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
Me too, because tanning bed or... I mean, definitely if the tanning bed is on, easy choice. I'm watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
But even if the tanning bed is off, I can go to bed earlier.
I'm looking up how... Yeah, you were right. It's 2 hours and 6 minutes.
I could go back to bed, I guess.
So you're up until 5:06.
Okay, fine. I'll watch Mrs. Fucking Doubtfire every single day.
Try to go Start your day. Doubtfire.
Some comedy.
Oh, man. I think I have to agree. It's just, I like that movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the show, but we rewatched that with the kids.
Yeah.
It's pretty slow. Like, Mrs. there's Doubtfire? Some really funny parts. There's a lot of...
There's a lot of, like, building. Well, it's like drama in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're feeling bad for him, and he's just trying to connect with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking Pierce Brosnan. Or Brosnan, or whatever his British name is. Bronson. Brosnan.
Brosnan. Brosnan. Brosnan.
James Bond. handsome guy.
Right. Yeah, so there's a lot of slow parts in there. Yeah, but you can't fall back asleep. Fuck, gotta wake up.
Wake up, there's Gaslight.
You got to. Okay, so Mrs. Doubtfire it is.
Okay.
I don't even know the last time I saw Mrs. Doubtfire. A couple years at least.
Yeah.
So 30 days in a row. Oh, man, I'm getting so mad. Like, now I think about when my kids were little and the shows you had to watch all the time.
So many Pixar shows.
Every day.
Finding Nemo.
When Frozen. Well, you're lucky your kids were older.
Well, Monroe, no, we went to Kyler, I mean, I don't know if he would have cared, but Monroe was prime age for Frozen.
She was?
Mm-hmm. She was right in the, maybe not prime, right on the end of it.
Okay.
But she was right in there.
Okay.
She was definitely singing Frozen songs. Let it go, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then however else it goes. Skid up. I just remember the lots of like her mumbling around the house. Let it go, let it go.
Okay, well, let's move on because you have a very funny story that I want to get to the Is We Dumb this week. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Play it!
Okay, I'm going to preface this story.
Had us cracking up.
Saying that my wife, Lindsay, has told me many times that I'm not always that observant. Like I wander when I'm thinking about stuff, like daydreamer. I can focus on like work things, but then if something's happening around me while I'm focused on this one thing, I just won't notice it. Or like things like she might change something around the house, like a significant change. And it might take me a month or 2 months to even notice that something has changed.
Like a brush stroke, like a boob augmentation.
Like she has. Yeah, exactly. Like,
and you're like, oh, sorry, I was working on a script.
I didn't know that your boobs look so different.
Right. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, just not even noticing.
She's like, we're like in recovery.
Yeah.
Like all bandaged up.
I'm oblivious to the whole situation.
Wow, did you hurt yourself?
What's going on there?
Is that a new tube top? No, it's gauze.
But she gets a crazy boob job, goes to like ease.
It was huge.
Takes me 6 months. I'm like, there's just something different. I just can't put my finger on it.
Are those throw pillows?
Sex has seemed different. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I feel like I'm fighting a lot more. Yeah, things are hitting me, and
right.
I'm not used to it.
So that plays into what happened here. My dad came on the road with me for the first time ever, which was fun. Him just coming to some club shows out in Raleigh, Durham.
Mm-hmm.
We were taking an Uber. I didn't realize how far we were staying in a hotel in Durham because I like this hotel chain. It's like these museum hotels are super fun, but I didn't pay attention to how far it was from the club. So then I get there, I'm like, oh, shit. Usually I stay within 5 minutes of the club. This was like 30 to 40 minutes. I'm like, God damn it.
Whoops.
But luckily, all my Uber drivers were super cool. Lots of fun stories. So Thursday night, Dad and I are in the car. We're going to the club. This guy, we get to talking. Young guy in the front. He's from Morocco. We start talking about Morocco and the history of Morocco. And how did he get to America? And he, like, won this visa. And he was the only person in the whole family who moved over to the States. And his, you know, his dad and his mom and siblings, other relatives are spread out around France, Spain, and Morocco. And it's like, oh, my God, that's so cool. But he goes back every year other than COVID. You know, the property value has been booming in the Raleigh Durham area, but he was lucky enough to get a house before, and he Ubers, you know, around this other, like, no, like, I feel like his whole life story. And we're also talking about, like, Putin, the situation in Ukraine, some politics, some culture stuff, because that was fresh in my mind from the recent, like, research on Time Suck. So we had this really nice conversation. Love this guy. Okay, get to the club. Hey, man, take care. Good luck with everything. Blah, blah, blah. Next night, I get an Uber. And I'm just by myself this time. So I'm going to the club again and talking to this guy. What do you know it? He's from Morocco. Okay. I was like, holy shit, okay, it's another guy from Morocco. There must be a lot of Moroccan people here. And so we start talking more, kind of same conversation from the previous night. Where's he from? He won this visa. And
what are the odds?
And his family, any family here? Nope. His dad's over in, like, France, or, like, I don't know, the mom, they're all over there. I'm like, huh, it's fucking Spain, Morocco. Like, that's crazy.
Same places.
And then we start talking about Putin again. And then he now starts sharing the exact details to me, as if I've never heard them before, of the details I had shared with the guy the previous night. And it's like we're having the exact same conversation, but, like, different people are sharing different details.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it took 25 to 30 minutes of extended conversation for me to be like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
And then he goes, oh, wait. Neither one of us realized it was the same fucking person as the previous night. We repeated a conversation for a half an hour and had no idea that it was the same person.
It must have been a great conversation. If you're willing to just do it twice.
Yeah, just do it twice.
Just go back to back with this thing.
It was. I was having the weirdest thoughts before the reveal. I was like, at one point, I'm like, is this some weird fucking cover story that everybody from Morocco, when they moved to Raleigh-Durham, just tells, like, people in their
family here.
I fucking won this visa. I got a house. I got a rental house. Now it's doing a little bit better. I have a girlfriend. She's Russian.
Stick to the script.
Right. Yeah. Right. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, I stick to the script. I'm like, that's so fucking weird. But I love that occurred to me before. Hey, wait, it's the same guy. And then we figured out.
This went deep into some conspiracy theory.
Yeah. The night before, I'd been sitting directly behind him. So I didn't see his face and he didn't see my face. And we're both just, you know, used to seeing lots of different people. But I just love that it wasn't just me. He also, and then he said to me, he was like, I thought it was weird that the previous night, around the exact same time, I took to the same place another guy from Idaho who also just got, but, like, he also didn't. With all these details, didn't immediately assume, like, is that the same exact guy?
Is this the guy?
Oh,
that's so funny.
So yeah, so that was pretty fucking dumb. I was disappointed in myself that it took me that long to just be like, hey,
wait a second.
Yeah! I talked to you about all these exact same things last night,
and you mentioned one of the details before we did the show.
Oh yeah,
which I think is so funny.
Oh yeah, because I had shared to him, like, just because of the research. Like, random details about Putin.
Yeah.
About how, like, how he, when he was growing up, he lived in this tiny little communist apartment, and he, with him and his family and two other families, and their kitchen was basically a single gas burner on, you know, one in the hallway. And then the next night, and I love that he doesn't think that this is me, and then he shares that story with me the second night. So we were telling about the same things, but he took over most of the Putin stuff. So then I'm thinking, the fucking guy I talked to last night had to have called him.
Right? This is so weird.
Like, they have to know each other.
Are they brothers? Are they friends?
Well, and that's when I asked him, too. I'm like, so you don't have any family here either? Because I was like, right. He's got to be. And he's like, nope, I'm the only one. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
How did this happen? God damn. I'm trying to.
Never had something like that happen
there's
before.
There's, like, something on the tip of my tongue. I'm not going to be able to pull it. It's not going to happen. But I do recall something similar where I've been, like, super, super fucked up.
Yeah.
And remembered barely talking to somebody about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go back later. And you guys start talking about it again.
And you're like, deja vu?
Yeah, you're like, we fucking already did this. Like a bartender.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Yep, yep.
Where just, you know, somebody you met at the bar and everything unrolled the same way.
Right,
and you found yourself in the same situation. You're
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Huh?
And he kind of clicks. You're like, oh, fuck. You and I have already done this. See you tomorrow. You kind of skip that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Very funny. Wait, how big was that motorcycle? That just went by.
I know that. Like, I can't gauge by the sound, but man, they are loud.
I know. They get louder and louder every year.
It's got to be like
that one shook the building.
I know. I understand that you want other vehicles to know that you're near, but they don't need to be that loud. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna go here the next few weeks, do a couple little test drives, and just like start feeling.
You doing
out.
Motorcycle stuff?
I might.
God damn it, Dan.
Yep.
Yeah. You better be safe.
I'm gonna be safe. Yeah. I'm not even gonna go on the freeway. It's just gonna be for like going around the lake. Okay. Just if I even get one, but I'm just gonna go test it out. But I'm like, but I don't want a super quiet one, like that's totally quiet. Because then I think it's more dangerous because then people can't hear you. But
now you're on an electric moped.
I'm gonna get a Vespa.
Right.
I'm gonna get a Robin Egg blue Vespa and a matching helmet.
Meep meep. Meep meep. The Roadrunner meep.
And it's gonna max out at 25 miles per hour.
All right.
It'll have a basket in the front, maybe just a bicycle. Ring, 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 ring.
A basket on the front that carries all your motorcycle magazines. About the motorcycles you wish you had?
Oh my God.
So you can read them while you're growing on your Vespa?
I'm in like a motorcycle fucking gang leather cut with like all the gear, like all fucking Harleyed out.
I picture even farther when you have a full face helmet too, though. You have the visor down, it's bald eagle across the front.
Yeah.
You're on a fucking Vespa?
I'm on a fucking Razor scooter. That would be so great.
Or the GoPen. At least has a little bit of a little motor in there.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
something on there.
Yep. Yep.
Got the chaps.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's going to get, I don't know what they are, but remember that they have the things, the leather strap things that hang off the handle. They represent something.
Oh,
but I don't know.
I know. I can picture what you're talking about, but I feel I don't dumb. Know what they are.
Like braided leather that hang off the sides. I think they represent something.
Just fucking deck out some scooter, like little tiny thing with all that stuff. That would be so funny.
You get killed straight. You get killed so fast. You get
killed so fast.
Little red flag off the back to make sure everyone knows you're coming, or the orange, like the orange caution flag.
I take it down to Iron Horse, try and fucking mingle my way into that motorcycle crowd.
Hey, fellas. Hey, guys. Kick the kickstand down. Take your helmet off.
Now, in that scene, eventually, I'm on the bar dancing to tequila. Now we've entered the Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Right.
Right? Isn't that the scene where he finds like the motorcycle? Tequila.
Doing the dance.
Doing the little dance. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, moving on to Dumb Dumb Idiots for this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We have some good stuff. Let's roll it. Sent in by Dummy Frank. And this one, I mean, gosh dang, man. So a man sped through crash scene, ran over body parts before leading cops on chase.
Jesus.
So I guess it is sad because, you know, someone died.
Yeah.
We're heading to Florida. Are you shocked?
Yeah, didn't someone tell us that they had
the sunshine laws?
Yeah, different.
So everything
laws.
Is
everything's fair game.
Yeah, ready to go.
Which doesn't that make you wonder how much fucking weird shit's going on in every single state?
I feel like I still think
Florida probably has.
There has to be.
Yeah,
on top of sunshine laws.
Having been there a bunch of times, it's just such a party state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a weird mix: party state and retirement state. So there's areas that are so quiet and areas that are just fucking balls to the wall crazy.
And they're trying to keep up their end of the deal.
right, balance it out.
Right. So authorities say an intoxicated man sped through the scene of a deadly crash and nearly hit two investigators before leading troopers on a chase in Pasco County back on Sunday. The initial crash, which was a hit and run, happened at about 3:30 a.m. on Sunday along U.S. Highway 301. Doesn't matter. Troopers said a silver or white sedan was heading northbound and left the road for unknown reasons before it hit a traffic sign, went back onto the road, and then hit a 49-year-old woman
damn.
Who was walking on a grass shoulder.
Oh,
so that's sad. She died of her injuries.
Okay.
About an hour later, troopers observed a 2005 Chevy pickup truck heading northbound at a high rate of speed. The driver, 23-year-old Thomas Crumman, ignored their commands to stop and drove through the crash scene, running over the victim's body parts.
Jesus.
Authorities said. Then he led the troopers on a 10-minute chase, according to the Highway Patrol. There's a dash cam footage of them doing a little pit maneuver on him and spinning him out. And he got like, I mean, I get that the troopers have to do what they have to do.
Right.
But they spun him out, and this car fucking wrecked.
Oh, like his
off
car
the road into a fucking ditch. And there's other people in it too.
Well, you brought him. He brought that shit on himself.
Right. But I feel so bad for the passengers.
I feel bad for the passengers.
Because there is false imprisonment of two passengers.
Oh, my God.
So he was, I don't know, he's like, I'll drive you home.
Oh, my God.
That is so terrible from their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But like, oh, man, I'm too
please
drunk
stop,
to drive.
Please stop, please stop.
I'm just drunk enough to drive. What? Get in.
Get in.
I'm going to run over. Flying through a crime scene and hitting an already dead body.
Oh, my God.
How fucked up do you have to be? To not see that. I've never been there. I'm not sure how drunk you have to be to not understand what, like,
to stop
to be
a crime
that
scene.
Disconnected to see
yeah.
all these lights,
right?
Tape,
so many
cones,
lights,
flares,
and all the police around,
right?
And EMTs, just, police, and you're like, no, I'm gonna fucking blast it through this.
Got it. They're all right here. Can't get me out there.
God, yeah, you are so. He had to have been just not like a little bit drunk, but just fucking obliterated.
Do you ever have that thought though? This has nothing to do with the story.
Yeah.
But if you're driving down the highway and you see a cop go by,
yeah,
and you didn't get pulled over,
right?
You go on the speed limit.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Do you go? You go. Like, oh, fuck,
now I can go faster.
No
now,
one else is up here.
That was the one guy.
Guy's out of the way.
And I will say, so far it's worked.
Uh huh.
I can't remember a time where, not that I'm like unless I'm in a hurry now, I don't just speed. Like when I was younger, I would speed just to go faster. But now I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'll get there 4 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm running late, maybe. But if I'm not running late, I'm like, what am I doing? But I have done that so many times where, yeah, you pass somebody. Like, especially when you're speeding, you see the lights, you're like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drop and you're like, oh, thank God, they pulled somebody over. So they're not going to get me. And then you drive slow past them. I always do this weird, like, as if they're going to, like, leave that person to come catch me if I'm going 10 miles and over the speed limit. Has that happened to you?
I have a story.
Oh, because then what I'll do, like, I don't know, 100 yards down the road, I just speed back up again.
Uh-huh.
And I do assume that, like, well, that person took the bullet today.
Right, exactly. I have two different stories.
Okay.
First one, there was a stretch between my hometown and Boise, or between Mountain Home, whatever. It's down in southern Idaho.
Yeah.
One, the main cop that patrolled the area lived on that road. So
okay.
When you were driving by, if his cop car wasn't in the driveway, you knew he was patrolling that stretch.
Funny.
And if he's parked there, free game.
That's hilarious.
It
was only
never
him.
Backfired.
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
It was just him. I don't know how I
oh,
found
man.
Out about it.
Small town life.
But yeah, we just sat there. We knew exactly who it was. So you would drive by, and if he was there, you knew he was out and about.
Okay.
And if he was parked there, you're like, we're fucking free
right.
game. No one else is going to get me out here.
Doesn't...
And I never got pulled over.
Okay.
Then this other story... I was driving back from college back home in Haley Sun Valley, and we got pulled over for speeding.
Yeah.
And we didn't, I don't think we had any drugs on us. Maybe weed.
Okay.
But it wasn't in the cab. It was in like a bag that was in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
This cop, he was such a fucking dickhead. He pulled us over. We weren't going that fast. It was one of those weird... speed changes where it should not have slowed down to what it was, and we
yeah.
were going 10 over, like through a tiny town like Cascade.
Yep, yep,
it's fucking
yep.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
No, like, why are you dropping the speed limit over here?
Right.
So we were going through there, and he pulled us over, and then he got the dog out. And he goes, do you mind if I had to have my dog take a peek around? And my buddy who was driving was right. like, what do we do? Like, why? And he goes, well, yeah, it smells like blah, blah, blah. And none of us had done anything. Like,
okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Like, we don't have anything on us.
Yeah.
And then while he's doing that and talking about
oh,
getting the
shit.
Dog out, this car just goes.
And you're like, oh, you
and
got
he,
saved
he,
by somebody
And he
doing
goes,
that.
Have a good day. And then he took back, got in his car and pulled him over because he was stretching for a reason to get us in trouble.
But
he
this
knew
guy,
for sure
okay.
this dude was going 40 over. The speed limit. So he just left us and went and caught him.
I just picture after like he does that, then when you guys pull back out, you floor it. and now
I
he's like,
did.
God damn it. Like,
like, we have to get away from this guy. So once he was out of sight, we went faster than ever because he was not the good cop.
Got it.
That vibe. He was out to prove something. He wanted to get some college kids in trouble.
Yep, some people. Because yeah, it is that weird, like some of those vibes in these small towns where even if you're living, even if you have state plates, because some places will get weird about like out-of-staters, just knowing that you're not local. But then in some really small communities, if you're just not from that county, you're just like, you're an outsider.
If you're some kind of marking that shows you're not from that side of their tiny town.
Right, right.
Like,
yep. You're an outsider.
You're a fucking outsider,
and,
for sure.
Yep, they're going to make some money off you.
Is there anything that would be excusable that you could get away with this? You think if you were flying through a crime scene, like if your wife was pregnant?
Oh, like the initial story?
Like the cops had any chance? Like, they'd
yes.
be like, oh, okay, you did run over a dead body in the street, but... Your wife is pregnant.
But you were trying to, like, if you're trying to save somebody, somebody's dying in the car, you have to get them to the hospital or they likely could die. Then I think it's okay to run over somebody who's already dead.
That's where I was going. It's like the train switch thing, where it's like you have the one, if you don't switch the tracks, it's going to kill a baby.
Right.
But if you switch it, it's going to kill, whatever, three grown-ups.
Right.
So you have to figure out if you're going to switch the tracks or not.
So you just got to kill the baby every time.
Right. That's how I look at it. The adult, they have things going for
they
themselves.
They have fucking shit to do.
Chances are, baby's not going to do anything cool.
But yeah.
Look at all the people you know.
Right.
How much cool shit they doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get them out.
Get them out.
The adults at least have gone through that phase.
You get responsibilities. Baby doesn't have any responsibilities.
They might have kids. Right. The baby doesn't have a kid.
Right. Baby doesn't have to fucking keep a roof over anybody's head.
And then our next story, it was sent in by Dummy Marilyn. And this is one that I can kind of relate to, and I can see how it happened, but it is pretty funny.
Okay.
So the ocean got a new Ford Bronco before you did. So I'm not sure you know about the new Ford Broncos, but they're just fucking hard to get, apparently.
I didn't know they were so hard to get. I've seen them. I saw one the other day that was like murdered out. That I was like, that looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I just like the old Broncos so much.
Why did they stray so far from that?
And the new ones, I don't know.
They should have made them look more like the old ones.
Yeah, I just love those like 70s, 80s like Ford Broncos,
mm-hmm.
that kind of those vintage ones. They look so cool, especially when they get them like lifted up a little bit.
God.
But then the
flashbacks.
New ones, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't love it.
Too modern.
Yeah.
That was flashbacks to, I was holding on to the bumper of one of those old Broncos when I ground my face off doing the hooky bobbing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that story. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sliced my face off. That was on the back of a Bronco.
One of your friends had a cool Bronco.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got blood all over his seats.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he sold it. I don't know.
Added to the character.
We haven't stayed in touch. So the Ford Bronco can do a lot of things. It can go off-road, turn heads, command huge dealer markups. The Everglades version even comes with a snorkel. But that wouldn't have helped this one swim any better. Because there's one thing a Bronco definitely cannot do, and that's float itself off a sandbar once the tide rolls in.
Oh, no.
And that's just what happened to this particular Ford Bronco. Someone, it seems, made a very poor decision. So if you look at this.
Oh, no.
It's in southeastern Maine. It's at Bar Harbor. And there, at the low tide, there's a sliver of beach that's exposed, permitting access to the bar island. And then the tide comes back in, and you better not be on the bar. You only have about 90 minutes or so before shit happens. And I'm trying to think of what could have happened.
Yeah.
That this person just left their vehicle on the sound. Where the fuck are they? And how, I mean, the tide comes in pretty fast.
Right.
But how far, where'd you go?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, why weren't you near that?
Anywhere near it. Like within, at least a couple of football fields.
Right.
Where the fuck did you go that you just were like, oh shit, tide's coming in. Oh, and you're so dumb, you just forgot about it and just let your car sink in the ocean.
Maybe I'm just guessing, like drunk, had a designated driver take him home.
Chasing puss.
And we're gonna ended up staying with somebody, and then we're gonna come back and get it later. And
maybe not familiar with the area.
Right. How dramatic would that, just how sad would that be? Like you leave it on a beach, you're like, yeah, I fucking parked on a beach. You don't understand how tides work.
Car and a cool beach.
Yeah, cool car, cool beach. It's great. I got the keys, no one's gonna mess with it.
Look, it worked.
Nice neighborhood.
I'm about to have sex. So it worked.
Yep, you go, you have sex, and then you're like fucking riding high, taking an Uber back to this area. Area and then just see just the top of it, and the rest of it's underwater.
With the hell, like people laughing with drones, filming your own car.
That would suck so bad.
And you painted the picture that things went well during sex. I went the other way, where it just got worse and worse and worse.
And then that was the
he got there and end. Like he was like he couldn't undo a bra. Like he was taking his pants off and like somehow punched himself in the face.
Her ex-boyfriend came over. He had to leave.
Right. Yeah, he had to leave. He already came. Like he came too early before they even did anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, how could this day get any worse?
And then
he comes over the crest and his new Broncos in the ocean. That's sad.
That is sad.
But I do get how this could have happened because on my trip down to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Which, fuck, it must have been 10 years ago now. Long time ago.
Okay.
But we were down there and we were exploring all the places. We went from the Caribbean side, Pacific side to Montezuma. I believe was the name of this little town that we were in.
Uh-huh.
But we took this ferry over to Montezuma, and then there was this beach. It was gorgeous, and it was massive.
Yeah.
It was huge. And when we got there, there was a lot of people there. I mean, not a lot, but at least not just us.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were all locals. Like, we had to walk a little ways to get to this cool beach.
Okay.
And it's great. And we're swimming, having fun, having some drinks, and just kind of hanging out. And then it kind of got a little like eerie, right? I remember looking around. All the surfers were gone, and everybody was gone.
Okay.
And we're like, that's weird. Like, oh, shit. They've got the whole beach to ourselves. And then pretty quick, we started noticing that the waves were getting further and further in. They were hitting our towels.
Oh, shit.
We're like, okay. And this it was quite the trek to get back to this peak where you'd go over these rocks and get back into town.
Right.
And we're like, oh, shit. So we start walking, and they just got closer and closer and closer until all of a sudden we are in this, like, fucking bamboo pine tree or palm tree like forest,
yeah,
holding on to fucking palm trees.
Oh my god, because
the waves were smashing into the palm trees. And we're standing there and we're like, oh god damn it.
So the water's hitting you now,
yeah,
despite you trying to move away from it.
And you'd wait for it to go out, and then you'd like
run to the next one,
run to the next tree, and then hold on to that tree.
Jesus Christ.
And the most painful part was the coconuts would hit you in the fucking ankles. So the waves would hit the coconuts and smash them into your legs. And I mean, we were laughing because it was pretty funny because we had no idea that this was going to happen. And we ended up getting out of there. But yeah, there was probably 15, 20 minutes of just skipping from palm tree to palm tree and holding on so that the waves wouldn't take you away.
That's scary, man.
And it was, I mean, and it wasn't that they're going to sweep you away. It was also to hide your ankles behind the tree.
Ah.
So the palm trees would come up and they'd hit the tree instead of your ankles.
Oh, so the coconuts. Yep,
yeah.
Yep,
oh, yeah. Exactly. What was I saying?
The palm trees would come up. Yeah, the coconuts come up.
Yeah, coconuts would come up, and you're hiding behind the palm tree so they wouldn't hit you in the ankle bone.
Yeah.
And then you'd also be running, and you'd step on one. And then you'd almost like roll your ankle and fall over and have to get up. Because there's so many of them that you didn't know were on the bed of the little forest that once the water gets there, then they start washing around and moving. And it was pretty wild. So I get how this dude parked his truck, but we also didn't have our car.
Right.
The second that we noticed any sort of waves moving up, we had a car on the beach.
Yeah.
Go ahead and move the car.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more common than I think.
Yeah, I don't know how tides work.
Cars are allowed. Because, I mean, in the article it said, like, this one has, like, a 90-minute turnaround, but the other one has hours of turnaround. Like, I want to say, like, 6 hours?
Oh, wow.
Where the high and low tide has that long of a shift.
Yeah.
But right here it doesn't do that. It's a quick shift.
Yeah, I've never really understood that. I mean, never living near the ocean I guess I live in, you know, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, but I wasn't like on the beach or anything or like, you know, that close to it, and just have never really understood like how the tides. I mean, I just pay attention when I go to a beach, like where's the watermark?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, we don't want to set our shit anywhere
near that.
It wants to be above that. But in some places it's so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like riptides and sneaker waves and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Ah, there's so many like scary things. I was always, I still get nervous about riptides. I've never been caught in a riptide, but just the possibility of being pulled out to sea by a riptide is so terrifying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where all of a sudden, like the current pulling you farther out to sea is stronger than you're able to swim back to the shore. That's a horror movie.
It's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So scary.
I don't know if I would die of drowning or like a panic attack of some kind. Just have a heart attack.
Mix of both.
Oh.
Yeah, as soon as you realize you can't do anything,
that'd
be awful.
And I guess you're supposed to just like, I don't even know what you're supposed to do. I know
you're supposed to just die.
I think you're supposed to die.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're supposed to just like relax, not fight it. And what? I guess hope that somebody comes. I mean, it won't pull you out fucking forever. I guess like you just try and tread water until you can come back. I don't know. There's ways. Don't listen to anybody. Don't take any of this as safety advice.
Like, listen, if you go surfing, Dan was telling me.
Dan was telling you just let it take you out as far as it can.
Right.
And then.
Don't fight it.
He wasn't real clear on what you're supposed to do after that. But don't waste energy fighting it.
Actually, I remember now. He said, don't fight it. Go out there as far as you can and die.
Right.
I think that was it.
Oh yeah, they're like assured at first because they have like a vague recollection of me talking about it. Oh yeah, okay, I don't fight it. Right. I don't fight it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I just let it pull me until it stops pulling me, and then it finally stops pulling them. Oh, now what was the next part? What was the second part? Oh fuck. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to die, he said.
Right.
Oh God,
what am I doing?
Why did I listen?
How stupid could I be? I think one more like sign that you should move your car is if you're on a beach that allows cars and then all the other cars are leaving.
Yeah, take that as a sign to move your car.
Maybe
as well.
Move your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But not the dumbest thing that I came across this week. We're going to hit that with Apocalypse Pending. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It's the apocalypse. Sent in by dummy Jose. Jose. Which is Joe in Spanish.
Yeah.
So we're the same.
The same guy.
Same guy. And we've all thought about doing this. We just don't do it.
Okay.
Man, 56-year-old, dies after getting trapped in a Southern California car wash.
What?
So he was in the car wash, and he's got out.
And he died?
Got out and got pinned against the machinery.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's really not much else that goes with the story.
Why would you get
out? Obviously, don't get out of your vehicle in the middle of a car wash.
Yeah, call. You got a phone in there? If something happens? I mean, if there...
Just don't get out!
A, there should be employees. Yeah,
I think he just wanted to see what was going... I don't know.
I'm just curious?
How fun would it be to get out and let your car just go through and you can kind of touch some brushes?
Oh, my God.
Dude, can you... Those things are going so much faster than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because I have seen a video. The person did not die, but I was pretty young watching a video of somebody who was in and thought it'd be funny to go through one of these. And it just fucked them up.
Like in a convertible or something?
No. Like just walking through.
They just walked through a car wash and it just beat the shit out of them.
Like they hit one of the spinny things and just poof, like launches them. Like out, I'm like, okay, not oh fun. God.
That sounds like a Jackass stunt.
Mm-hmm. Holding on to one and just riding it like a little horsey.
Right. And this guy doesn't sound like he was a stuntman.
No.
I can't believe it fucking killed him.
Yep. So it's just a whole mess. But it did. Have you ever done anything similar to this at all? The only fuck around thing that I do in a car wash.
Yeah.
Is with my kids, and I can't do it anymore because Ezra hates it.
Yeah.
But I would roll the windows down during the drying part.
Oh.
So when they have the gigantic hot air blasters.
Super powerful ones, yeah.
Without telling anybody.
Oh, my God.
So I'll lock the windows and then roll them all down. So it just... you're screaming as these things blast inside the car.
That's funny.
And my window's the only one that's up. So I don't get hit with it.
And Ezra, just furious?
He used to like it. And now he gets really, really mad.
Okay, funny.
So I have to stop doing it.
Okay.
But it was really fun.
Yeah.
So that is one fuck around thing that I will do in a car wash. And I mean, I think
What about the manual ones?
I fucked around with those.
That's how our band used to shower. Is we'd pull over. Oh, and then yeah. We'd put when a few coins in. It's like, all right, everybody, get out. And then we.
When you're on the road.
Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious. All right, scrub each other down.
Turn the soap mode on. Blast each other.
I can picture that. That'd
those
be brush.
Things fucking hurt. I'm guessing from a distance. Then.
Yeah.
Logan?
Yeah. For sure.
Shower time. Just carve your skin off.
I haven't done anything.
You never have to shower again because you don't have any skin.
Oh my God.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, no car wash stories for me. I'm always in a car wash. The one we've talked about here before. And there's one in Post Falls too, one in Spokane.
Metro.
Mm-hmm. They're so busy and they have you get so close to the car in front of you.
I know.
I never trust it. And I've never hit it. And I have to tell myself if they're getting in accidents all the time, they'd stop doing this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm always fighting them. They're always like giving me extra, like, because I am not going. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'd like a little distance. I'd like a little distance.
Give me one little tire roller.
Yep.
Space.
Give me a little bit more.
Like you are
6 feet. They're almost touching their bumper.
If they push their brake one time,
you're gonna fucking ram them.
Yeah, and they roll over the back of it.
Yeah,
it's not gonna fucking stop. I don't think.
I don't think so.
But I have heard of somebody going like kind of sideways in that Metro.
Sideways.
Uh huh. In a truck. Like they must
have fucked the whole thing up.
Something like they rolled over it, or they pushed the brake, or something happened where the steering wheel got turned and they went over the thing.
Oh no!
And then just got mashed in there.
Yeah, because then their back tires would keep going. Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like maybe user error.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah, but that does scare me too. Okay, well that's it.
Well, be careful in car washes.
Be careful in the ocean.
Don't listen to us about any ocean advice, and be careful in car washes.
Please do, please. And don't speed through any crime scenes and run over dead bodies.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what you're doing, you can't do that. All right. Well, before we move on, we're going to pause for a sponsor break.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
One Star Heroes?
Let's do it.
Let's roll it!
I get no respect in real life, always am upset, so I let them know I hate them on the internet, yeah.
Holy sex!
Holy sex, a Catholic guide to toe curling, mind-blowing, infallible loving. I love this. Common wisdom portrays sex and church to be at odds, yet studies show that Catholics have better sex and more often.
What?
I don't know what studies he's referring to. There's nothing sourced there.
Jesus says.
My friend said, my priest says.
Jesus says, we fuck the best.
This witty, frank,
and priest says.
This witty, frank, and refreshingly orthodox book draws from beautiful truths of Catholic teaching to show people of all faiths about rich and satisfying sexuality. Hailed by Christians across the spectrum from Christopher West and Janet E. Smith to John L. Allen Jr., Holy Sex includes dozens of questionnaires, quizzes, and valuable lessons from real-life stories.
Who the fuck are those people that they mentioned?
I don't know. I guess they're big in some circle.
Weird name drop.
I know, weird name drop. Instead of like celebrities, it's like all the biggest names in Catholic sexuality. We have John Anderson.
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller. Amy McManamus.
Right.
Just like whatever, just random names. Like,
okay.
All right. I'll take your word for it, I guess.
That may sound sexy.
So 299 ratings. It's 1049 on the Kindle, 1495 paperback, 4.6 out of 5. So well-rated overall. But I knew there would be, when I saw this title, I'm like, oh, there's got to be some people who are unhappy. And the shit they're going to say is going to be great. And it did not disappoint. First one star, Amanda. Holy sex according to Popcak. That's the author.
Okay.
Not the church.
Okay.
I was really disturbed by Popcak's one rule in this book, basically saying that anything goes as long as the sexual act is consummated in the natural way. This is contrary to the church's teaching, which says there are certain acts that are evil in themselves. The ends don't justify the means.
What?
Uh-huh. This book should have been called Holy Sex According to Popcak, because this is in no way a Catholic guide. He gives no support from Catholic tradition or the magisterium to support what he's saying except to misinterpret St. John Paul's theology of the body. This is purely Popcak's own opinion on the matter. Marriage doesn't give men and women license to act like beasts. Unfortunately, it seems that Popcak is leading many souls astray with this book. I'm burning my copy so that it doesn't get into the hands of anyone else.
What?
Oh, Amanda.
Like, all those other hands, they got a lot better things to find.
Oh, you silly goose, Amanda.
They're going to find some real cool shit.
Right.
That's not this book.
You're not saving a single soul.
No.
Burning that book.
Nope.
Because if they're determined, oh, my God, Pornhub is just a lot. Fucking, it's always a click away.
It's right there.
It's right there.
It's always there.
Yep.
It's like your best friend.
Anybody of any age, I just love that they're like screening method on Pornhub. Pornhub's like, you promise?
Right.
You promise, 19? You
hey.
Do? Okay, get in here.
Okay.
Get in here and check out this fucking ass to mouth.
It's like, are you 18? Of course I am. Are you a robot? No. Cool.
Get in here.
Check this out. Fucking seven dicks, one pussy.
Check out this fucking pegging.
Right. Check out this pegging. Is that cool? Yeah, sure. I'll try it.
But Amanda, I just love that, like, what kills me is this is about sex within marriage. So all they're just skimming through it. The gist of it is like oral, like anal, like anything. Like it's not it doesn't have to be just missionary, and you can have fun and pleasure yourself, and you can digitally manipulate. Like you can basically masturbate and like with your partner. And the people's outrage over these acts within marriage. What the fuck is going on in your life? Like you hate fun so much.
And it's weird that the caveat for this entire book, it sounds like, is just normal sex stuff. This guy's like, but if you're married,
right?
Also cool. Like that's the one weird thing. It's like, no, it exists outside of that,
right?
And this Amanda will not stand for it,
right? It's so tame already. Like what they're talking about, it's like the and just people outrage. Like Diane Xavier, shame on the author. Was very disappointed in this author and his teachings on holy sex. The author mentions some risky sex acts that are very disturbing, such as oral and anal sex. According to medical studies, oral sex is the leading cause of oral cancer. Not only is this a sin, but forbidden by God. How could a Catholic radio host and author promote these acts as holy in his book? Wow. He is way behind, as is the church on the correct teachings of human sexuality and God's plan for it, which calls for moderation in sex among married couples. No, it doesn't. That's what kills me.
No.
Even the Bible doesn't call for moderation in sex within a marriage. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing, and this is, she's just fucking full of, Diane's a fucking moron. Mm-hmm. The leading cause of oral cancer? Nope. leading cause of oral cancer, smoking.
Right, who told you that?
Tobacco use, smokeless tobacco, right?
Uh-huh.
Alcohol consumption, family history of cancer, excessive sun exposure.
Sucking dick.
Sucking a lot of dick.
licking puss.
Seven, licking so eight, much puss.
And rounding out top 10, licking buttholes.
But there is HPV, but what, Diane clearly is so sexually just like ignorant, mm-hmm. like it just is, has no idea what she's talking about, that like if you're married and both partners are faithful and neither one of you has HPV, then you're not going to get, like, that's the risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get screened, you can get tested, you can find out, okay, we don't have it, then fucking suck away and lick away.
Suck a money!
And even if you do, it's not like some crazy, it's like, oh, you sucked an HPV dick, get ready to die of fucking throat cancer.
Right.
It's nonsense. No, it's complete nonsense. And the oral sex, a sin thing, not biblically based.
No.
The sodomy within marriage, not addressed. They just make up this weird shit just to fucking hate sex.
The visual of dying and going to heaven.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get in.
Yeah.
Like, did you fuck a butt?
Right.
Did you let someone fuck your butt? Yes.
You think about fucking butts?
Hell. Then take a right. You're going down right. to hell. It's just so
like,
weird.
Like they're going over your resume, you know? It's like, wow. Okay, did a lot of charity work.
Did this.
Great parents.
Valedictorian.
Great
community.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Right here on page 4.
Ooh.
Dick in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Your dick went in.
See ya.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just kicks him off the cloud. Yeah, sorry.
And then just this horror show of all these demons. Blah. Just like, get down there, butt fucker.
You can fuck all the butts down here.
Well, everyone, all the demons are going to fuck your butt now. DHJ, another one star, of course, not Catholic teaching, irreverent, and encourages impurity and self-satisfaction within marriage. Very sad. Self-satisfaction within marriage is very sad?
I'm guessing masturbation.
Masturbation.
Hmm.
Oh, how dare you masturbate, you fucking sin. sinning piece of shit.
Palm full of fucking sin.
Okay, this one's a little long. We could use some music for this one.
All right. We'll go with the old school.
This is a couple that leave their post together, which is also sad. I've never met Tom and Vic B, but I don't fucking care for them.
Right. Well, just before
never
we know.
Never want to spend any time with them.
Before we go into the mm-hmm. 17 people found it helpful.
17 other fucking morons found this helpful.
Okay, I'm restarting the music.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Please don't read this book. I read this book and then read some parts over again to make sure I understood. Then I gave it as a gift to 3 different newly married couples whom I was concerned were in danger of using contraceptives.
What the fuck?
At the time, I felt like Popcak did a good job explaining why contraceptives are wrong. And maybe he did. But the big problem is the chapter that graphically describes various stimulating acts. While I believe that the marital act is good, it is a good that is meant to be used for procreation first, for the enjoyment and unity of the spouses second. And I don't intend that to mean that you should not try to enjoy yourself. By all means, enjoy yourself. But the church has taught us this consistently for centuries. Hypersexualization has crept into the bedrooms of the most faithful Catholics to the point that we are all using sex the way a child gorges on candy and cake at a party. Sex is not meant to be used that way. It's meant to be used with moderation. I encourage you to search for Alice von Hildebrandt's short articles on marital chastity. Marital chastity is strange and foreign to any of us who were raised well after the sexual revolution, but it is something we owe to ourselves if we wish to be free from the bondages of this world. If you are a woman, talk to your husband and have him talk man to man with a priest before deciding how to proceed in terms of the confessional. A good priest can direct your husband about what you, the wife, should do. These are highly personal and sensitive things, and you don't want to blunder into something that could be highly uncomfortable for all parties. Remember, if you don't know some of the acts mentioned in this book are sinful, You are not in a state of mortal sin, though probably venial sin. You might want to consider avoiding communion as a precaution until things are sorted out.
Jeez. Weird threat.
Dr. Popcak, I don't doubt your good intentions, but please repent of this book and write a new one that reflects church teaching with moderation and modesty.
Oh my goodness.
What a fucking weird way to go through your life.
Why? I guess I will never understand.
I'll never get it.
Caring.
At this point.
God, man.
To be that concerned and to be that pious and to worship a God that by your own interpretation is such a piece of shit. Just this weird dude up in the sky being like, you're not having pleasure first before procreation, are you? I mean, yes, you can touch that pussy, but only if you're thinking about it. Hope we have a baby.
Right.
Oh my God. And
no wonder it fucks people up.
Right.
Think about that. You're like, just trying to have some sex and have an orgasm and try to make everyone happy, and you're like, the back of your head the whole time is like, well, I shouldn't be doing this for me.
Right.
I should be only having babies.
That's ridiculous.
Of course, it's going to mess you up.
It's
going to screw you up.
Yep, you're going to fucking be a mental patient.
You're going to look at, sex is going to be a weird thing for you to understand.
This is how we create serial killers.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Tom and Vic B have children, but, you know.
They've already killed.
They've killed. all of their children have killed. Two more. I'll condense the last one because it's a book. It's a series of books. It's the biggest review I've ever seen.
It's longer than the book itself that...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's more. The word count is higher in the last review than in the actual book. But really quick, Thomas, I don't know. It's a checklist. I think a Czech name. Shoshwan. Not Catholic teaching. Not. This book bends the church's teaching into confusion, scandalizing mess. If you follow, you will be following into sin, plain and simple. 12 people found this helpful.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
You
saved me from hell.
You straightened everything out. I thought it might be sinful, but I wasn't sure. And now that you've been so authoritative with this, I'll take your word for it.
I thought about getting it. Learning some tips and tricks.
And this is just unbelievable for like the effort that went into this review from MM. Oh my God, it's crazy. Look, it's crazy.
What are you doing?
It's a book. It's a book in and of itself.
Oh.
So some highlights. So MM, just the title of this review, Unholy Carnality, an Apostate's Guide to Blood-Curdling, Enslaving, Fallible Sexual Abuse. The naughtiest part of this whole book is fucking your wife in the ass. That's the naughtiest part. You know, as far as like what is conventionally taboo.
Right.
And to give it that title, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read the first paragraph and I'll skip towards the end. This review is necessarily born out of browsing this website and simply happening to come across such a disgusting and blasphemous title. So I didn't even read the book.
Great.
I already knew, without a doubt, that the content of this book would be unimaginably depraved and filthy as to cause nausea and weeping. What a drama queen.
Yeah.
I should have expected as much from the cesspools of apostasy that is the Vatican II sect. Now, this is, okay. So that's a crazy thing. So this is one of these Catholic, diehard, uber-conservative Catholics who, when the church tried to modernize in the 60s, I believe, they were like, fuck, whoa, no. So, I mean, I bet for sure MM is a dude, and MM is very patriarchal and thinks wives should be barefoot and pregnant and just listen to their husbands, and husbands should just listen to their priests, and that's the way the world works, period. Not adapted well to modern times.
No.
Go to the very end after so much, like, not even just like scripture, some scripture references of why this has to be terrible, but also like the writings of like, previous, Catholic, like monks and saints. And at the end, I mean, again, more drama. This is unbelievable. Please, for the love of God, throw this diabolical, putrid book into a blazing furnace where it belongs. Please stop abusing yourself and your spouse with kisses and touches and the like.
Yikes.
Don't kiss your spouse. Just think about babies.
Right.
Please read the Bible and see how holy Tobias was, how he and his wife prayed for days together in continence and then joined together only for children in purity. Did I mention how the Bible is full of lunatics? Especially the Old Testament. Read how St. Paul says in chapter 7 of his first letter to the Corinthians that they also who have wives be as if they had none. Okay, basically just ignore your wife. Stop walking along the wide path to perdition. Pray for faith. Pray to come to know the truth. Pray the rosary every day. Pray to be delivered from your heresy and apostasy and putrid, disgusting, lustful lives. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. St. Augustine, pray for us. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. 18 people found this helpful. I've never wanted... Okay, this is the first time in my life that I've had a random fantasy to kidnap a stranger, tie him up.
And fuck him.
Hold their eyelids open, jerk off in front of them, then come on their face.
Right.
Just because it would fucking just... It would destroy this person. Just
maybe they would see it's not that bad.
I want to hate fuck MM.
Right.
It wouldn't be sexual.
Nope.
They're just
set you straight. And the whole time you're fucking like, you're gonna edit that review? You're gonna fucking edit that review? Holy sex. Change it. Delete it. Edit it at least. And you're just fucking them.
Boy. And this person, like I talked about the other person, like raising serial killers, this person is a serial killer. MM is killed.
It's just so sad to me.
Right? To go through your life
brutal.
Being that angry over kissing your spouse. I hope to God.
Must not be in a marriage.
Well, but sadly, what if this person is married? Like, what if that's your husband? Where it's like so stern and everything is about the Bible and just so many discussions of like, I noticed that you were gossiping and lest I remind you and then quote some scripture and then just like, no fun. You probably don't even have a TV in your house. You don't listen to the heathen things. You just do Bible studies. And you go to the church, and you are disgusted with the world, and you look out your window, and
blinds closed.
Oh, your coworkers. Whenever you're out in the world, you're just in your head, being like, "Well, they're going to hell. I wish they'd let me save them.
At least I'm safe.
They won't listen to me. At least I'm safe, right? And
it's
people,
crazy.
Oh, you walk down the grocery store, and you see like scantily clad people on, magazine covers, and you just think, harlot, sinful harlot, devil's temptress.
But I need milk.
God.
If I didn't have to buy these eggs, I've never come back here again.
If I didn't think it would just start over again, just the way human nature is, I would love to take all the MMs of the world and just fucking put them in a giant field somewhere and just drop a fucking nuclear bomb on them. Just fucking burn them all. You hate life so much.
I mean,
you hate the world. Just get the fuck off the planet.
I say we do
but,
it.
But you know what? Why not try? We've never tried it before.
I know. It's going to give us at least a little buffer room.
We could have a great, oh my God, if we took all the MMs of the world.
A good couple hundred
and there's
years.
Probably a couple billion of them. Some version. If we took them all and just burned them all alive, just got rid of all of them.
Absolutely.
We'd have a great fucking decade. Right. We'd have a good 10 years before people started to morph back into fucking the same kind of weirdos.
Right. But man, that'd be a fun 10 years. Oh,
it'd be a great decade. It'd be so many parties.
Summer of love, baby.
Summer of love.
Coming back.
The decade of love after, the worst atrocity in human history.
Sure, there's a day of murder.
There's a lot of murder.
There's a decade of love.
It's the purge. We have a huge purge. But then, let's get to sinning.
Come on,
let's try it.
You can't say it wasn't worth it.
Let's try it.
You'll get over it.
Come on. I know you're going to lose a lot of family members, but they're not even your favorite ones.
You didn't even like them.
No, they're the annoying ones. They just show up on holidays.
All right. Well, I have some good news.
Okay.
Are you ready to look at that? This is like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you in a second. Let's roll it.
Sliver.
And what I was trying to explain,
yeah,
I mean, obviously you feel bad for this person,
okay,
but they were also unknowingly being really nice for other people.
Oh,
then there was another person who was really nice and then helped that other person who didn't know they were being super nice to other people.
Interesting.
Are you ready for me to lay it out?
Yeah, I am. I'm curious.
This was sent in by Dummy Jill. An East Tennessee gas station owner was on the verge of tears after unknowingly charging customers some of the lowest fuel prices of any gas station in the country. And way below what she fucking thought.
So she messed something up.
One customer, Henry DeHart of Chattanooga, noticed the pricing was wrong when he filled up his gas tank with 12 gallons of premium gas and saw that only cost a total of $5.64.
Dude. Jackpot.
So then DeHart wrote on Facebook, a Facebook post back in April 14th, Yeah, the discount would have been welcomed if it wasn't clearly a mistake, with the average cost for a gallon of gas being over $4 and the price of premium gas being $4.64. So Henry made a Facebook post about how he went back in there and basically told her, your decimal place, or the decimal's in the wrong place.
Oh, no, yeah.
And then she, you know, had a big old breakdown, and it was terrible. There was a big old language barrier, so he's trying to explain it. He's like, print my receipts, and then I'll show you what I paid. And it was hours that this poor...
No.
was just charging the wrong amount for all these different customers that came out to fill up for gas. and if you know anything about gas stations, they do not make a lot off the gas station.
Yeah, I heard that before. Like, I always thought they did. 10 to 15 cents. That's so crazy.
Off the gallon, yeah.
Man.
I know. So they're not making that. They're hoping that you'll buy gas and then come in and buy snacks and stuff, where the margin's obviously a lot bigger.
I know. That's so why I always thought that they made a lot off of the actual gas. But yeah, no, I heard that too, that they actually don't, like the oil companies.
That's just the bait.
It's just a bait to get them in to buy like chips and drinks and stuff, which is crazy to me.
But yeah, I do feel bad for the worker,
yeah,
who, but yeah, also helped out a lot of people.
True.
And then of course Henry DeHart going back and being like,
this, I know, that's a nice thing,
putting an end on it. And then it also made me think about the assholes who went back there multiple times,
Brought their other car, told their friends to bring their cars,
brought the extra containers.
I know, because that is the thing, especially
with businesses fucking up right now. Bring the biggest container you have, or filling up with gas, all to save, like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, $100.
It has always been funny to me where there are a lot of people who would never shoplift. Like, they wouldn't go into a store, grab something, put it in their pocket, and walk out. But in a situation like this, they would tell all their friends to go fill up the car. Whereas somebody who has stole before, intentionally taking stuff off shelves, taking stuff out of people's cars, like when I was younger, like blatant stealing, I've always viewed the two as exactly the same. And I've gotten like arguments with people. I'm like, well, yeah, you were a thief just like me. They're like, no. I'm like, no, yeah, you knew it was wrong, and you did it anyway. But it wasn't technically illegal, so you got to have like this moral distance, and you felt justified. But at the end of the day, it was the exact same shit. You know, it's like,
There's no way you just filled up, and we're like, what?
Yeah,
this entire tank of gas was $6.
Right.
Well,
you know,
like, whatever.
Yep.
I guess that's right. Bye-bye. It's like, no, you know it's wrong. You drove off.
So you
stole.
I do little things like that. I always, like, make sure, like at a coffee shop or whatever. I'm like, oh, did you get this water bottle? And a lot of times they're like, oh, no, thank you. And then every once in a while they're like really profuse. Like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for doing that. And I think I actually said the last time, I'm like, thank you for what? For not stealing? Yeah, of course. You know, but it's like, but the way they say it makes it clear to me that most people, at least in their mind, don't do that. And just like, sweet, free thing. No, not free, but yeah, because you stole it. You might as well just put it in your pocket. You might as well just fucking walk down the aisle and just throw it in your pocket.
Which is a fun society to live in.
Yeah.
Everything's free if you get away with it.
See how
it goes.
Looking for the loophole.
Looking for the loophole. The old poop hole loophole. All right. Well, I found something, I didn't, but one of the dummies found something funny on the internet. You want to take a look at it?
I like funny things.
I know you do. Let's do it.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple to you. From internet.
Sent in by dummy Josh.
Josh.
I don't play D&D, but
I used to.
I feel like this would be good for any dice game when the dice isn't going your way. So this is a D&D dice jail, in a sense. So it's a little chair.
That's adorable.
That says time out with a dunce cap.
That's hilarious.
That you get to put on whatever dice is not rolling the way you want.
Okay, okay.
Which I think is pretty fun.
And those are total D&D dice. You got a 20-sided die there. What's that? You got
the six and
six-sided die. And then what's that? A 4-sided die.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah. And you can have it for yourself, which I think is funny if you bring this to your next gaming night.
Yeah.
If you're in the gaming community.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, and you're rolling it. You're like, God damn it. And then you get your little timeout chair out and put your dice in it. Like, your naughty, dumb dice.
I can see that gag gift, though, backfiring, where you get it and you're like, oh, it's just kind of fun, it's kind of cute. But then, like, somebody thinks it's especially hilarious and just makes the same joke for, like, 6 hours straight.
Right.
Look at the little dunce cap. It's like, yeah, I know, Sherry.
We get it.
We were laughing about that 4 hours ago. It's the same thing.
I know.
We get it.
It's a long campaign.
It's a long campaign.
But it's over. You can't do the same joke that we did at the beginning.
You gotta get some new material. At
the end. We remember.
Oh my God. Have your kids gone through that phase where they don't understand that repeating a joke isn't as funny as the first time?
Ezra just did that, I think yesterday.
Oh.
Because there's a really funny video where there's this girl and there's a filter, I think, on Snapchat that makes you look like the, I don't even know what the fucking animal is in Ice Age. That, like, the eyes are really far apart. His name's Sid.
Oh, is he like, is it a squirrel? I can't remember.
Sit, the squirrel's always looking for the nut. Yeah, he's something. Whatever okay, he is, whatever, he's just really funny looking.
Yeah.
And there's a funny TikTok video that went super viral a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
Where this girl was like, oh, look, it's a dandelion. Must be the last one of the season. And she gets down on the ground and just eats it.
Okay.
He's got, and then chokes on it. Uh-huh. And it's really funny.
Okay.
So the whole family laughed. And then Ezra just watched it over and over and over.
And wanted you guys to laugh,
he's
too.
Like, you got it. And then Pepper finally is like, stop! It's not funny anymore. He's like, yeah, she's right. And he's like trying to read the room. He's like,
yeah,
oh,
she's right.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
That's
like he
cute.
Thought he was trying. He's just trying. God. To, like he found something that made everybody laugh. He wanted to be the one that brought the laughter.
Yep.
And then he brought it too much. And then now we'll probably never laugh at it again. But it is funny.
Kyler went to that phase where he would just like, you know, he'd get an unexpected laugh, maybe out of some like little joke he told or some like statement he made. And then he would say that same thing. Just try and recreate that exact same moment over and over and over and over, like for like days. And like, you know, first you kind of polite laugh, and then eventually you have to be like, hey, buddy, it's not funny anymore.
No, you have to stop.
And then after right as he's getting out of that phase, then Monroe, just 2 years younger, picks that phase up. But then what was funny is like Kyler was getting more genuinely funny at that time. So then so many dinners, it would be Kyler would say something that would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Monroe do this little kid thing. Like if Kyler said like, yeah, and then they found that apple and it related to the story and everybody would laugh.
Uh-huh.
Monroe like 30 seconds later would be like, eh, and then they found that orange.
Right.
And then kind of like, Monroe, that's the same thing I said. And then they get argument. She's like, no,
I said orange.
Right. It's a different thing. He's like, you just took out one word. But it was like that cycle went on for like a year of her. And she would get so upset because she genuinely thought it was a totally different joke because she changed one word.
Right.
and she wouldn't wait that long. It used to kill me. I would support it, I think, because I would laugh for the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh.
I would just laugh at how fucking stupid they both were.
Right.
But like they would think, I think I was laughing like at, or maybe Monroe, at the actual joke, which fed it.
Uh-huh.
But God, that would fucking kill me just to like – not even have the patience to wait more than 30 seconds to repeat a joke that someone just told at the dinner table in front of the same audience.
Why'd the chicken cross the road? Right. And then Monroe waits and she goes, why'd the raccoon cross the road?
Yeah, it was that bad.
Right.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
Just because I have to show you the funny video. Logan, bring it up for all YouTube viewers.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen
it. Here is this.
Oh, look, a dandelion. Must be the last one of the season.
That's it.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it's all laughed really hard.
Yep.
And then he just kept on playing it over and over again. All right, let's get into junk mail. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear from the dummies.
It's junk mail.
Must be the last one of the season.
Must be the last one of the season.
First piece of junk mail coming in from Dummy Jimmy, who writes, hello, Master Dummies. I was listening to your latest episode, and it reminded me of a rumor that was in my high school. This is 12 years ago now, but during the episode, you brought about poop kinks. It reminded me of the show. The rumor was there was this kid that was having sex with his girlfriend, and he was tied up, and the girl stood up, bent down, and then pooped on his chest.
Okay.
Don't know how it all started, but it did. Thanks for reading, Dummy Jimmy.
Short and sweet. I like it.
I know, but it did remind me of just high school
steamer.
Fucking rumors in general.
Oh.
There is a girl that I don't even know if I ever talked to her, ever.
Yeah.
And then somehow, at some point in high school, I knew she had a yeast infection. Like, why?
Why would you know that?
Why would I know that?
Oh, my God.
And also, how fucked up.
Right.
First of all, even if she did have one, or if she didn't, almost even better if she didn't have one at all.
Yeah.
But who's the one that found out and decided to tell everybody? Yeah.
Yep.
What the? You're fucking crazy.
I remember those crazy rumors that looking back were so definitely not true.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl, I mean, I was like seventh or eighth grade. I don't remember her name. She was a junior or a senior. The junior high and high school were together. And I was just like, you know, she was a girl like I just as I was getting like puberty kind of years, thought she was like super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was a hot upperclassmen. And then somebody, we were like walking, everybody would walk from the high school junior high down to where they're going to have lunch or whatever. I'm walking down there one day and we're walking by each other. And I was like, oh my gosh, this girl's walking with me, whatever. And then a buddy of mine later that day was like, hey man, you don't want to be hanging around her. You know, like the stupid like rumor mill stuff.
She's got a yeast infection.
Now he told me that, I mean, just stupid like boys being like, you know, loose or whatever. But it was like, the rumor was that at a party, there's no fucking way this happened. At a party, she put a whole fire extinguisher in her vagina. And he just thought that was so immoral. It's just so dumb on so many levels. Like, hey.
First of all, that's fucking cool.
First of all, it's cool. First of all, if you can figure out how to get a whole fucking fire extinguisher in your vagina, you should be on tour.
You should be the class president.
Right. If you can get a fire extinguisher in your pussy, there's nothing you can't accomplish.
Right.
And you should be leading our nation.
What else can you do?
What else can you do? I mean, you're not even a full human. You're a magical entity. You're, I don't know, a fucking fairy or elf or something.
It's like sticking another thigh.
Oh my God.
Another thigh in your yeah. You have three thighs.
I mean, that took a lot of work, took a lot of practice, dedication. You're not a quitter.
Time.
Pain, you know, pushing past pain.
It's on your time. It's on extracurricular.
Right.
Like, you really wanted to do this.
But then look, I just love that, like, A, there's nothing wrong with that if you were to do it. And then B, there's no fucking way that object. No, like there's no way this random high school girl.
Never say never.
I mean, I guess maybe this is pre a lot of fetish porn existing.
Damn, I'm going to look this up.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I did see in a sex museum in Amsterdam a version of that where it was like partially in.
A fire? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which is it was not for me. I just felt bad for her.
I'm going to find it.
Not sexually exciting to me.
I've seen porn with the whole head, like someone's head inside of another vagina.
Oh, my God. That just sounds like you're risking a lot of injury. Now, it's not even kink shaming. I'm just concerned about your health.
If you haven't, or if you could, if you're out there, if you could send us just a picture of you shoving a fire extinguisher in your vagina, that'd be great. Because I can't find one.
Don't do that for the show. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want you to hurt yourself. No, if you can do it and you've done it before and it feels good to you, okay.
Like maybe this is the third or fourth time.
Maybe this, but don't go to the ER. Don't rupture
something. Say we told you to.
Right.
Because we're not telling you. We're not suggesting. You. Like, if you can.
No, if you can and it's healthy and it's fun and you enjoy it.
Right.
Then, and you feel comfortable sharing pictures anyway.
And we're not buying
There's
lube.
There's no pressure.
Not buying lube. We're not paying half hospital bills.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Just, if that'd be cool.
But, anyway. but this girl, like, pre all this stuff existing, I'm like, I highly doubt. But yeah, those fucking crazy rumors.
Pretty wild, huh?
But that rumor that listener sent in, I mean, maybe.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't take a lot of practice and like pain tolerance and risking great bodily injury just to shit on somebody.
No.
I mean, literally anybody. As long as you are just physically capable of squatting above someone, you can do it.
But such an easy rumor to make up, too.
Yeah.
I know. Because you see that and it shocks almost everybody.
Uh-huh.
Very low percentage of people see that and go, that's hot. Like, you immediately are shocked by somebody shitting on somebody else.
I wouldn't want her to shit on me, but if I was that age, I would be excited.
To watch her shit on somebody?
No, I would just be like, what else is she into?
Mm-hmm.
I would be sexually interested.
Like, listen, I know that's probably not
please
true.
Please don't shit on me.
But what else can she do?
But can we do some other fun stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of crazy things do you want to do that doesn't involve shitting on me?
You know a lot of stuff I don't, and I'm ready to learn.
Man, I don't, would you ever want somebody to shit on you?
No.
Me either.
It's just not a part of my... It's out. It's just poopy. It's stinky. It's not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't know.
The smell would bother me so bad.
Yeah, no sex ties to poop.
I would throw up.
Logan was talking about.
I know Logan loves to be shit on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he sometimes, that's like.
I mean, we have to pass his desk coming into the studio, and he always whispers, like, will you shit on me today?
I'm
like,
I know. Not today. And at first I thought it was a joke, but then I could tell it was serious.
I know. And now, right? now we're 3 years in. And every time he sees us, it's a little side note. He goes, hey, check out this new shirt that I designed for the show. And then he whispers in my ear, he goes, will you poop on me today?
And he's a membership in all these weird clubs. Like, we'll get packages like Poop Warriors, you know?
Poopers are us.
A lot of stuff comes from Germany.
Brown chest.
But you know what? But we're not going to kink shame him.
Nope.
That's if it makes him happy.
We just won't be pooping on your chest.
Yeah, that's all we. That's the only line we're drawing is we just don't want to be the ones to poop on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Whatever makes you happy, bud. And speaking of Logan, thanks for producing and directing today, buddy.
You got it.
If you're going to the summer camp, you have all the merch is available. There's a ton of it right now. Head over to badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com, plus all of the new merch that we have for the show.
available at isbedumb.com. Thanks to Zach Cohen creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Got us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Is We Dumb. And then we got the video versions on YouTube. That's, I mean, fucking, that's pretty much it.
You know whose chest I want to shit on?
Mm.
The one-star reviewer. Who wrote the novel.
Mm.
How's MM going to handle a fucking Cleveland steamer?
I think it might be a whole perspective change for him.
Oh my God, what if he just came immediately?
That's how you get him to delete the Yelp review.
Well, and then you find out that he's had people shitting on him for fucking 30 years.
He's writing that review with shit-covered fingers.
He's writing that review in fucking bondage gear from a fucking sex dungeon basement, covered in shit. And that's his, like, you know, Walt with, like, tears, like, on his cheeks. Like, he's like a fucking Buffalo Bill from, like, The Silence of the Lambs. Like, right. It's some weird shit going on.
Disgusting. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. Takes a big old bite of poop.
He has to ask somebody to stop pissing on his face just until he's done with it. He keeps like hitting the wrong keys.
Right,
the keys are so slippery.
Shorting it out. He's gone through so many laptops. That was like 15 laptops to get that whole fucking review written. Okay, we're gonna wrap up with a dad joke this week. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you wanna hear a joke?
Wow, meet dad joke.
Dummy Kayla.
Kayla.
I do like this one. What do you call a hooker
who sits on your chest
that you pay with spaghetti?
A hooker that you pay with spaghetti.
A prostitute.
Oh, okay. Damn it. I thought I was going to be able to get that one.
That was funny.
That's cute.
A little prostitute. Oh,
are you a prostitute?
You a prostitute? And a handful of spaghetti? I mean, they probably laugh too.
What a world.
That's an icebreaker. Go to your local street where there's a bunch of hookers. And if you want to get a discount, because you're going to make them laugh, roll up and just say, are you a prostitute? And then hand them like macaroni and cheese noodles. And they'd be like, oh my God, get it. I'm just kidding.
Or you get punched.
Eh.
Or pimp hits you.
Or they just take it because they need food.
Oh, sad. I know,
that was dark. Anyway, see you guys next week. Bye.
It's Week Up!
Mad Magic Productions.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.